Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Your G&T podcasts on your Google Home smart speaker.
Just say, "Hey Google, play Todd and Tyler podcasts."
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Bobby Lee is at Bobby Lee Live, right, Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby Lee Live.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Bobby this weekend.
He's here.
Tonight, two shows tomorrow night.
I am.
Bobby, people are listening to us other places also, so please tell us where they can find your dates the rest of the country.
I'm going to be in Schaumburg, Illinois soon.
No, not the actual place. Oh. Just where they can find
website.
Oh, Bobby Lee Live.
Don't look at your list.
BobbyLeeLive.com.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And you check him out.
Hey, dude, it was good having a cigarette with you, man.
Yeah.
I like the way you shake out there. I've never seen a dude shake like that. That's good.
What's your penis look
like shaking?
What's your penis look like when it's really cold, Bobby?
Oh, it goes inside my body like a turtle.
Yeah. I think all of ours do for that matter. Now, we want to talk about a couple of things that you brought up on the air, off the air real quickly with us. What's the show you got with Bert coming out? You're an episode. Bert's got a show called Camping on Netflix.
Yeah, it's called Cabin.
Cabin.
I think it's called Cabin.
Cabin.
And basically, it's
this is where the naked photo came from. I put out.
Yeah. I don't know what the show is. I did it all day. I don't know what it was. I still don't know what it is. I think at one point I gave him a colonic.
Okay.
So I stuck. He got completely naked, and I had to stick something in his brown star.
Right, okay.
Can I say brown star?
Yes, you can.
I'll rephrase that. I put something in his calamari.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so I gave him a colonic, and then we ran around naked a couple of times. It was me, him, and Donnell Rawlings.
Is this like just for private video of his?
It's a TV show.
He just explained. No, it's for Netflix. Really, Bobby, yeah. Get naked.
And I showed up, and I'm like, "What is this?" He's like, "It is what it is."
So we don't know what's going to be.
No, I do know. It's, you know, we're doing activities. Like,
got it.
Yeah, cabin activities.
Got out it. In the woods. Exploring life. He's trying to get healthy.
He's trying to get healthy,
trying to get soulful.
Yeah.
And he's
going
to have Caitlyn Jenner on. What's he going to do with her?
He already did it. Yeah, great. He's had great people on. Caitlyn Jenner, Chris D'Elia, Whitney Cummings. So.
When's it there?
Probably in about 6 months. I don't
got
know.
It, all
yeah,
right.
yeah,
so
yeah. But it was really, I love that guy so much.
Shot in a cabin? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it was actually. I had to drive like 2 hours to get there. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Okay, in the woods.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that if he said, "Come to Alaska right now," I would just go without even asking any questions.
Yeah, we met Bert early on, too, and he's a good dude. Nobody deserves success more than him.
Yeah.
Well, you do now. You deserve success.
Oh, thank you for saying
so. So you told us also that you were drug-free and alcohol-free for a long time until recently.
Well, I had 17 years of sobriety.
When did you,
I had 17 years in sobriety.
How bad of drunk were you back in the
day? I've done everything. I love everything, everybody. I like feeling good.
What was your drug of choice?
You know, there were times where opiates were my thing.
Before they were cool then, obviously.
Yeah, back in the day, dog.
Heroin?
Yeah, heroin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, that's delicious.
That's hardcore.
I don't want you to go off the wagon on the show.
No. But then this time around, you see, what happened was I know.
What made you quit?
Well, because when I was on Mad TV, I was taking 60 Vicodins a day.
Whoa.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Just like him.
Yeah, but he's a lot bigger than you.
Yeah, right.
So how would Vicodin affect a 5'4" guy?
Oh, real bad. Yeah. And that you don't, so this is what happened. So I was 2 years in Mad TV, and I started not showing up to work. And then one day Fox said they gave me an intervention, which is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? So they called me in, and they said, "You're not showing up. We have one more live taping. Can you do it?" And I said, I will do it drug-free. So my friend Duncan Trussell came to my house, mm-hmm. and he took all my Vicodin, and a disaster happened. So the next day I had to play Connie Chung live in front of a studio audience.
Oh.
And I was shaking so bad because of the detoxing.
Was it alcohol also or just Vicodin?
It was just – this is opiate
Got
detox.
It.
And
Got
it's like if you've ever been through it, it's the worst – physical pain you could ever do.
Yeah, you can't quit that cold turkey.
No, but I tried.
Yeah.
And so I was on set, and imagine having the Connie Chung makeup and shaking in front of a live studio audience, and it was a disaster. The lights are off, and they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action, right? The lights come on, and I go, good evening, I'm Connie. And once I said Connie,
yeah,
I relieved myself. Through the stocking.
Is that, can we see that somewhere on
No, they never aired it.
And they never aired it?
Yeah, so.
I'd love to watch it.
I know, it was a disaster. So like.
I love what you did, Connie Chung.
Yeah, so, you know, there was poo in my stocking.
Oh my God. Wow.
And I was shaking and crying. And then all of a sudden people are just screaming at me like, out of the woodwork, like, get out of here. You know, and they brought me into this room and then they fired me.
Oh.
And then I was crying and the next day I went to a detox. And then what happened was they fired me, and in that summer, I started going to a lot of meetings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this, but one of the producers of Mad TV had been sober for a very long time, and she saw me around. And so she, during that summer, asked Fox to get my job back.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And so they got me my job back, and I stayed sober for 17 years after that.
Well, you wow. said, but you fell off recently, right?
Yeah.
How long ago?
In August, my dad died.
Oh, man, sorry.
No, but I didn't cry.
Oh.
That's what did it. So I was in a... This is going to get really dark.
Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, it's going to get real dark.
All right.
So my dad died, and I didn't cry.
How old was your old man at the time?
He was 81.
Still.
Yeah, and then I didn't know what was going on, so I just started smoking pot.
All right.
But what happened was, this is real.
So you hadn't smoked pot in 17 years either.
No, nothing.
You had done nothing.
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 Right. So,
what was your alcohol choice quickly?
Well, I like tequila. I like whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm old school.
All right.
Yeah. And then I was only smoking pot, but then I couldn't eat or sleep for months. I lost 25 pounds, and
off,
I didn't
off that frame.
Yeah.
Man.
And I didn't know what was going on, right? Because you would think that I would gain weight because I was smoking weed.
Yeah. Right.
But I wasn't.
No munchies.
No munchies at all. I would eat something, I would vomit it. And I thought I was dying. Mm-hmm. And then when you don't sleep and eat.
Were you still doing comedy? Were you still
it was
performing?
Crazy. I did a show. I did 8 episodes of a TV show called Game On with Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, that's your one.
Right. And Venus Williams. And I don't remember it.
You,
I did
has
8
it shown
full.
Yet?
No, it comes out in March. 8 full episodes, 1 hour episodes of a network TV show.
So it'll be new to you then.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Yeah, I'm just gonna pretend it's like the guy from Heroes. Yeah, that's what's great about it.
Yeah.
But then I started like thinking like suicidal thoughts.
Oh man.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, I remember like glimpses of like. Being with Landon Donovan, the soccer player on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey was on the show as well. I'll talk about it later.
So you were that high.
I was not only high, I was losing my mind.
And no sleep, got it.
And no sleep, and I was going crazy. And then what happened was I ran into somebody just randomly, and they go, oh, my God, you look terrible. And I go, I think I'm dying. And this person said, you need to see my therapist. And when I went into the therapist, I started talking about my dad.
Was your mom still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
And my dad used to, beat us with golf clubs and beat my mom in front of us.
Well, that turned dark right there.
Yeah, that's why I already told you. I already told you it was going to go dark.
No, but I know that. But I'll let it continue. I don't care about it. But I thought.
What kind of a golf club?
Sounded like you loved your dad.
Yeah. Was it a wedge?
I thought you were high and sick because you actually loved your dad.
Yeah. All alone. Well, yeah. Preface it by saying it's going to go dark.
I know. No, keep the darkness up.
Yeah.
Darkness, I thought, meant.
Oh, maybe I'll lie.
Sadness.
You want me to lie?
No, tell me the truth. I assumed it was sadness because your dad was gone. And hell,
no.
You didn't like him, did you?
A putter?
What?
Fairway?
Yeah, it was a putter. It was a putter. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The thick part. Yeah, the
so you had conflicting views of him dying, or you were glad he was dead?
No, it wasn't that. I was sad that he was dead because I do love him.
Yes, but he was.
But I had so much PTSD.
Got it.
And trauma from growing up
yeah.
that And because I didn't mourn him, I didn't know why that was.
Got it.
And once I started talking about my past, I could eat again. And there's a connection between your mind and your physical body.
Absolutely.
They're all related, right? And when you have trauma, it you hold it in your body all your life, right? So and here's another thing that's dark. I'm prefacing by saying it's
fine.
Dark.
No.
It's not going to be happy.
No, that's fine.
But I'm going to give you an example of
the golf
how
golf clubs came out of nowhere. Like it did, obviously, when you were a kid, right?
Yeah. No, it came out of the bag. But here's – I'll give you a little side note of how insidious my dad's abuse was that, you know, if I had a bad audition, I would go into my car and I would physically harm myself.
How so?
I would hit, like – I'll take a water bottle and hit my head in the, over the head over it with 100 times until
I'm checking he didn't like your career path either. Was he one of those Asian dads that wanted you to be a doctor or something like that?
Well, you know, in the beginning he hated it, but then he saw me in 1999 or 2000, I did Jay Leno.
Got it. He thought you made it.
Yeah, and so once he saw that I made it, he softened.
Got it.
Right? So, and then we had a relationship after that. I don't know how real that relationship was, but once – so then I went away to a place in Arizona and dealing with my dad's trauma and all that kind of stuff, and I got sober there, and then I just feel like – a Mack truck is just off of my shoulders, and I feel so free from it. And I'm still doing the work, but
you quit the weed too?
No, I'm completely. I go to meetings. I'm 60 days sober. I feel great, and I feel. And you know, before that, I had 12 years of sobriety before the 17.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were sober.
So I've been in and out for a very long time. So I just this is it, guys. I feel. Why are you smiling?
So you'll remember.
Well, it's good. It's good right at the end. It's nice.
So you'll remember these four sets you do this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm going to completely remember them.
Okay.
And anyone, and also anyone coming, know that at the end of my show, I get a little risque.
Yeah, you get naked on stage?
Well, I have to talk to Colleen about
rumors
it.
About you
we'll
being...
have a chat about that.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about that. But
let's talk.
Not I wouldn't go full. I'm not going to go full.
No, full frontal.
Yeah,
right?
But I'll be. Can I be in my underwear?
Of course, Bobby. I'm sure that they're Marvel comics.
What kind of underwear? You got little baggy whiteies?
You got Spider-Man?
You got the pee hole or what? What are you going to put
on? It's got everything. Yeah, it's like really thin, right? And it's I feel like you're concerned, Colleen.
I am.
Yeah, everything.
Here's why. Yeah, my name is on the liquor license.
Yeah. No, you know, can I say this, though, Colleen? I've played every club in America, and no one's ever complained. So I want to give you that.
Don't let me be the first.
No,
then.
You won't. You will not. I promise you.
Okay.
And also, even if
because nobody's scared of that thing between your legs, is that why?
I'm not. You know what's great about me?
What
is that? You're I'm
sexy.
Not threatening.
Yeah.
Right. When dudes see me on stage,
right.
They go, I can beat them up. And women don't really find me that sexy. So I'm. You know, people are going to walk out going, oh, that was fine. That was like watching Japanimation or something. You know what I mean? It's like watching, you know, Akira or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, you're right. You're not threatening to dudes. I get it. So
I'm not going to get full Monty, everybody. Okay. But, you know, my show is a little tad risque, but no one's ever complained.
It's adult humor, and we love it.
Thank you so much.
We love
it. You'll warm everybody up.
Now people are going to say drop your...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And I also have to say
what?
That, you know, I want to apologize on air to Colleen. Can I, is that?
Ahead of time for showing your
ahead.
Penis tonight?
No. I want to say that I've canceled on you like 3 times,
yes.
And I will never do it again.
Thank you.
Number one.
I have witnesses.
Yeah, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, it's like, it's really just a blessing to be up here.
Oh. He's going to say he was high and forgot this, is what he's going to say.
No, no. No, because as soon as I've been here, everyone's been so freaking nice. Yeah.
We are nice.
Yeah, you guys are so nice.
Well, we're good guys. Yeah. Hey, do you golf still?
No, I was the golf course growing up. I wasn't the golfer.
That's horrible, part of it, story.
You know, but to be honest, though, it's like, you know, it's nothing, you know, life, you know, you go through bad things.
Everybody goes through
bad things. And even as a comedian, right, mm-hmm. there is going to be issues and trauma and whatnot. And maybe without those things that I experienced, maybe I wouldn't have become a stand-up because, you know, I used humor as a defense mechanism growing up. And
were you the funny guy in class? Were you the quiet guy?
Yeah, I would fart and giggle, right? Yeah. I would poo on things. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I was always that guy, you know? Yeah.
The classics.
Yeah, the classics. Right. Yeah, yeah. You know?
Before we pooing people.
Even went on the air. That's the first thing Bobby did.
He said,
I have to fart.
He did fart right here off the air.
He farted. Yeah.
And it was pretty good, huh?
He'd fit right in.
We all fart.
Yeah. It sounded like a queef, huh? Can I say queef?
Yes, you can.
Sorry.
It did sound like one.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Because, you know, can I talk about my calamari down there?
Sure.
Yeah. It's... I just randomly. Is he asleep and then he just wakes up and laughs all of a sudden?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
He's paying attention.
Yeah. My calamari is it's a very tight situation down there. And I know this because my poop looks like angel hair pasta.
Okay, that's enough. I don't know how far we can go with that.
But I'm going to stop there.
That's okay.
I promise you I will stop
there. I'll let you go that far.
Yeah. I got no laugh from the guy. Oh, my God.
He reads then.
Oh, he does?
He reads. Oh, hear you once in a while, and that's how he don't.
He has the most incredible voice I've ever heard.
He does get a great voice.
Will you say something?
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I just sue not. If
you
that's
know what?
Okay.
We can actually can say stuff because Craig will do a story here. We can all.
Oh yeah. Do a story, Craig.
Yeah.
Oh mercy, this could go off the rails.
That with Bobby here.
Yeah. Good. There's a trend circulating on social media that seems to be men using banana peels to masturbate.
Mm-hmm. How's that feel, Puss?
Don't knock it till you try it.
Apparently it's a new thing. People actually like it, but Dr. Diana Gill says that we shouldn't do this. Apparently we can develop a rash and sores on the penis, which can be painful and might lead to infection.
So you just wrap it around and just go to town?
I don't know how you do it.
I can figure it out how to do it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, probably microwave it
first. I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you just wrap it around, right?
Subscribers to Jack and World, the self-proclaimed ultimate male masturbation resource.
It's called Jack and World.
Gave the Banana Man 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, good rating.
Is that Jack and with just an N, or is there a G on the end?
I-N.
I-N. Jack and World.
Jack and World. Magazine.
The site also provides a tutorial on how to do this. And they even say warming the banana peel is good for added effect.
You said that, Nick. Yeah. Nick was thinking ahead of time.
Said one banana skin supporter said the bigger the banana, the better.
Not with Bobby.
Dr. Mina, however, says.
How dare you?
Yeah. Get a plantain.
What does the doctor say? What are the complications that could arise?
Dr. Mina says, however, the bananas are mildly acidic. Rubbing the banana skin on your skin, especially furiously, can cause irritation.
Yeah.
And we learned earlier that we don't need to develop a rash or sores on the penis.
No, just use
this
lotion.
This could lead to infection.
Lotion, you know.
What happened to the hand?
I know.
Old school.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah.
I guess people are always looking for something new to do. But is that the banana challenge?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I had to go to the hospital once because of that. Not bananas, but I heated oil. Oh. My buddy Freddie was like, you got to heat the oil. But I heated it too much, and then I put it on my junk, and it spilled into my thighs, and I had third-degree burns.
Oh,
yeah. No. I still masturbated. But that happened. And then I went right to the hospital. I really had to go to the hospital. It would hurt so bad. Yeah, so don't do that at home.
I remember in high school, I used like whatever shampoo was in the shower, and it was probably too many chemicals in it. And it burnt like a mother. Yeah. It was, your hair smells terrific. Remember that name of that shampoo? That's what it was called.
Yeah. But this is going to hurt.
Yeah. But it doesn't make your penis feel terrific at all. No. It kind
of
hurt.
No, we had a friend of ours who decided to go to a sex addict meeting. Because he used to like bang a lot of fat chicks, so he thought he had a problem.
Oh, that's
true. He met up with these guys who, you know, they were banging fruit. And I would imagine the same thing would happen.
Now, this just sounds like something.
The acidic thing.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah.
This is somebody bored and somebody saw a banana peel and said, yeah,
You shouldn't bang fruit for the same reason.
I swear to God, and I'm going to say this right now, I am going to try it this weekend.
Good.
I'll let the next time I'm here, I'll let you know how it is.
So I love that you're going to call down and get room service at your hotel. I know where you're staying with banana peels. So I'm going to drive past your hotel today and just drop off some bananas and say, that's for Bobby. He'll know what they're for.
Next season, they'll be doing it on Bert Kreischer's camp cabin.
And don't fake it like you did with the soy sauce challenge. Do it for real.
I am going to do it for real.
Okay.
Because I've used meat before.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
But just for a bit or just
no? I've literally like you know my mama had steak in the freezer. Uh-huh. I thawed it and I tried it.
You didn't even put it back in the freezer, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh
yeah. Well, we ate it for dinner.
No wonder your dad.
We ate it for dinner.
At Bobby Lee Live is his Twitter, and where you can find all his gigs is BobbyLee.com. With us this morning.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.